Jetzt werfen wir einen ganz weiten Bogen bis nach Griechenland. Da kommt unser nächster Referent her, Herr Polychronis Akrititis. Richtig. Arthritis. Er wird referieren über einen Masterplan für Athen. Er ist stellvertretender Oberbürgermeister der Stadt und als gelernter Ingenieur zuständig für den Bereich Technik. Er hatte unter anderem die Oberaufsicht über die Olympischen Spiele 2004. Er wird seinen Vortrag in englischer Sprache halten. Ich darf Sie jetzt auf die Bühne bitten.
Thank you very much and good morning. Thank you for the invitation. It's very glad for me to be here. It's a beautiful Congress. And I think I have to present just as a big reformation in the area of Athens. You know Athens, but I'm going to start with a video.
Leonis in Athens was once regarded as a dream suburb of the capital. According to legend, it grew out of a forest that began from a sacred olive tree that was a gift to the Athenians from the goddess Athena. For many centuries, Leonis was known as the most fertile part of the city, offering plentiful food, wood for heating, oil for lamps, and even prized soap, which was exported to other parts of Greece and to other countries. After the Asia Minor disaster of 1922, refugees flooded into the area, erecting an unplanned and somewhat chaotic settlement. The combination of population explosion will undergo its own regeneration as well. Athens is changing. We carry out double regeneration. We are creating new opportunities.
You just watch the half of the video, you know what happens. So it's okay. So I'm not going to come here to sell you an olive oil, because you just watch the half of the video with no the reformation, but you can watch it in my presentation. And the municipality of Athens has worked out a special project that the concretization of program for double reformation for two very difficult areas in the Botanikos area and Alexandra area. So the project concerns the concretization of two supra-local metropolitan poles of recreation, sports facilities, culture, open spaces, green and other additional operations. This is the biggest, probably the biggest reformation that is running in the country right now. There's the two areas, Botanikos area is part of Leonas area, and the Alexandros Avenue where the football field of Panathinaikos is there. So in order to start this project, we will try to find an excuse, actually something to push all the project in front. That was the Panathinaikos football team, because you know that's the big football team, is the biggest in Athens, has a lot of fans. That means that we need the push of the fans, and we need the press to the government to put some money, because the fans, they do have votes and they're voting the elections. But above that every 4 years before the national elections, all the governments, they're trying to find new place to build a new stadium of Panathinaikos. So the municipality take the chance, and then we start the double reformation to move the stadium from the city center and to move it to a new place in Leona. As I told you that Eleona and Botanicus is just... Eleona is to take Golet because concerned that 8,500 axes in administrative belongs in 5 municipalities, has a very strategic site, it's just only 2 kilometers from the city center, from the city of Square. The area name comes from the many olive trees that in the site. Is the place where Plato chose for his famous academy in ancient years. The whole economic and social life of the ancient Athens took place in the area since the ancient years and the 1950s to maintain its character. Ieraodo Street, crossing the area from the east to west, still following the same track from east to west as the Nancy Road. Oops. Then view at the places, Alexander Stadium, and just all the stadiums and the areas, all the green areas in Athens. What happens there now? In Eleona, the situation is not so good. It's a complete urban planning and transportation anarchy, as you can see there. Area, illegal occupation, trash, noise pollution, air pollution, lack of open spaces, a picture of Nicolaitan under a developed city, and no safety at all. There's some pictures of the area, I'll call it Eleona today. So the profiteering group. On the other hand, in the place that was the Panathinaikos Stadium is now, in Alexandras Avenue, the area extended from the Gabetus Hill to the refugees block at the flats of Alexandra Avenue. The area is known now with the name of Kudriotika. The regulatory plans of Athens and comes from 1985 foresees the regeneration of an extended area. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court cancelled the old regeneration. The Alexandra Avenue today is with this space limiting the Alexandra Avenue in the wide region of Peribola, named today named Tabelokipi. The region was developed from dubbed with the arrival of refugees in 1922, and the space was created for use of field of Panathinaikos. The wider region found the limits of ring on the most important perimeter road of Alexandra's Avenue, region which has a characteristic of growth of city in the decade of 50s and 60s, dense layout, minimal space of green, absence of spacing of parking, the most important environmental circulatory harmful efforts. Continuing to the region formally that some general regulations that come from 85 as it modified in 1992. The situation with this overload at an insufficient point during operation of the football field. Simultaneously, the field today does not have nothing to offer in the team and the city, apart from the enormous piece of history of the first association football club of the city and the country. And its manufacture began in 1932 and was completed roughly in the concept of 1958. Then they found roof the Panathinaikos club, who remains with a certain sports up to 1983. And they're turning up, they moved to the Olympic Stadium and then returned back from 1985 up to 2007. So the current fire clear service in the field is just not simply inefficient, but at least the minimum to entertain any athletic department of occasions. Today the field has nothing to serve to anybody. Above all this, there's no accident or constant safety for sports and fans that are coming to watch. There are some views from the area. What's the project concerning it? On one side, the creation of a united free space with a form of urban park and underground spaces for quartering in the place of existing ground of Panathinaikos and an athletic group of Alexandra's Avenue. And on the other hand, the creation of a big united free space of an urban park connected with a network of spaces of green region of Eleonas, especially for the areas in the green and the length of Ierá Odó Street and the stream of Profil Daniil, as well as the possibility of manufacturing infrastructure and installation of a local government, the town hall is going to move there, sports, ground of football, ground of basketball and volleyball, space of exercises, and a commercial use of the extent of 200 roughly acres in the region of Eleona, that raises in the limit of the city of Athens. It appreciates that give the spark for an extended upgrade and downgrade region of Eleonas, combined with the replacement of devastated also arbitrary in factories, with architectural works of high quality that will constitute as a hot spot for the region of the city. Some use for the reformation, this is the Alexandra Avenue after the removal of the stadium. And this is the area of Eleona with the new stadium, with a mall, the private mall, and the town building on the corner. So what we have to do in the new two places, we just built a new 400 spectators capacity football field, basketball and volleyball hall, multifunction municipality building, parking spaces more than 5,000 places, and 140 acres of open space and green. The general environmental objectives of the program for double formation can be summarized to the following. Upgrade of the region of reformation, improvement of quality of life of residents of the capital, discovery of the most optimal environmental solutions in the problems of arrangement of the athletic installation of Panathinaikos, the observation of the direction of regulation plans of Athens and the promotion of its application, probably the most significant thing. The general environmental objectives are related with a grounded of individual parameters that concern the sector of an environment that they are important for the urban densely structured region. They are reported as the creation of communal spaces, increase of green and open spaces, the collection of rain and sewage waters and treat them, the most optimal management of littering, enhanced of use of means of public transport, the improvement of road network, the creation of infrastructure that will cover the needs of access, circulation and parking, the reduction of local noises, particularly in the built-up areas, the improvement of socio-economic environment of ground, the reduction, removal of distributing uses from the urban net, reduction of atmospheric pollution, improvement of benefit of services of administration for the citizens, the improvement of energy balance, a reduction of emission of gases of greenhouse through the adoption of principle of bioclimatic planning and buildings infrastructure, particularly in those in big scale, and finally the configuration of condition of maintenance in a good level of the communal spaces of a big scale that will make them attractive and safe for the citizens. The estimation and evaluation of the repercussions. With determination of the environmental objectives that appreciated the potential repercussion of the program for double reformation of region of Botanicos and Alexandras Avenue, were recorded as evaluated for the following environmental units. The biotic factors, biodiversity, the ecosystems, the fauna, flora and urban green, the abiotic factors, that is the climate factor, soil, water, atmosphere and acoustic environment, and the anthropogenic environment, that means material, financial elements, social economic environment, population and demography, human health, built-up environment and technical infrastructure and cultural heritage. The main estimation and evaluation of repercussions, the important things. The first one was the landscape and aesthetic environment, the land uses, the urban environment and the residents, the social economic environment and the urban green. Landscaping. What is happening there is when the creation of space of green in an important extent that will contribute in conformation of lack of green in a wide region. Improvement of element of the natural environment via the cleaning of situation of in the stream of profit and ill. The improvement of geometric characteristics of the road arteries and radio in the region. The upgrade of quality of life of residents via the facilitation of access in the exercising and the cultural and athletic type events. The increase of the green public character of the integration of multiple activities of recreation will allow the appointment and exploration of those spaces, but also the upgrade of daily operation of the urban space, the appointment of region, and the increase of visitors with substantial direct and direct development profits, and finally, the rearrangement of the traditional region of industrial concentration with the creation of pole of multiple operations that supplies economic and growth of productivity activities of region that they are found in activity and draw public and private capitals, with result that concretization to enact urban planning and the resolution of the dragging of the problem of region. That means circulator, lack of space of green, stream of profited and ill, remaining work of infrastructures. What happened upon the land uses? From the comparison of the two solutions from now and that the new reformation, it is easy to find out that in the regional reformation in the Alexandros Avenue, the free space are tripled, and the cover and the layout of the decrease dramatically. We demolish all the old football buildings. In the region of reformation in Fontanikos, is observed a reduction of the land that remains in the private individuals, with the simultaneous changes of uses from infrastructure, transport, and administration, sport, trade, and recreation. So, in the region of Botanicos, is observed that also an increase of open spaces of 180 acres. The social economic characteristics of regions are differential depending on these functional levels, and they are distinguished as a direct and indirect. That happens now that the increase of unemployment, more than 1,000 new employees, and they are reaching up to 4,500. The upgrade of the wide region, the improvement of circulation and operation, and there are new incomes for the municipality of the city and the government, taxes, VAT, and etc. The urban green. After the finishing of the double reformation, we're going to have the construction of 19 acres of green instead of 75,000 square meters of concrete in Alexandros Avenue, the construction of 120 acres of open space in the Botanikos area, the acceleration of development of the entire area of Eleonas. That means that another 650 acres of green are coming to the city, and is totally created ground with the characteristic of urban green, with an area of 140 acres that translated an increase of 5% of the urban green of Athens, and where that another 84 acres of urban green coming from the individual. So that's the new plan for the new in the area of Botanicos. And when we're talking about the stadium, let's say that just a few words about the new stadium. That has to be environmentally friendly, with a reduction of the consumption of natural resources, with an application of bioclimatic planning and achievement exploitation of natural lighting, the use of efficient connections, with the choice of modern system of lighting with less consumption, the choice of suitable ecological structural materials, that covers absolutely all the European Community specification for the environment and the health in their own circle of life, with a concentration, collection, storage of rainwater, and give the possibility of cover all the needs of water for use in the lavatories, with the collection and recycling of impure water, wash, open and internal spaces, and then use the secondary needs, with the metrics and practices for saving and rational use with the consumption of water, so the water consumption can fall up to one-third from the following up-to-date practices. With the modern practices of management of waste, with a reduction in the use of consumption of paper, plastics, and glasses, with the maximization of recycling so that can be decreased the waste that are produced by the operation of a new installation and is maximized the environmental profit. Facilitation of access in the new athletic facilities for pedestrians and bicycles. It has been taken in concert that in planning for the comfortable and sure circulation of the pedestrian sports fans from the point of this disembarkment and embarkation of the mean of the public transport that arrives and withdraws from the court, have been determined special places for free quartering for bicycles, facilitating or sports fans using of as mean of transport. Another state of investment, the investment that today includes that incorporation of the double regeneration essay, that's an essay that belongs to the municipality, the land acquisition, the stadium study and construction in Botanikos, the municipal multifunctional building study and construction in Botanikos, the public work and infrastructure there, the park, museum, clubhouse, and underground public parking in the area of Alexandros. So that's the investment in financial terms. We pay the stock capital of the double generation is 3.8 million. The master plan study cost us 2.4 million euros. The botanical study and the construction that's going to be by Panathinaikos cost 22 million euros. Just a special arrangement that the municipality rent the area to Panathinaikos Football Club, and then they have to pay the rental, but they have to build the stadium, so that means for 25 years they are not paying nothing, just taking the money and paying back the loan that they have got. The Botanikos multifunction building study and construction that is going to cost 55 million. We're going to build a new town hall and a new mall. The Alexandros Avenue Museum clubhouse, the recreation and dining area, park, underground parking study and the construction is going to cost 8 million euro. Public works, infrastructure in the great area, the cost rises to 90 million. And the municipality and the government pays from them. And the land expropriation is going to cost us 40 million euros. All these numbers leading to us the total investment budget and including the land value sums up to 325 million euros. This project is actually, it is a win-win situation. The city wins because adds new green areas in the city deposit, improves the quality of life, and improves the parking and the road network. The government wins because it's participating in the reformation of two very difficult areas, of not just for the municipality of Athens, but the whole areas that's about 8,000 acres. New jobs are coming, new incomes for the government. And the football team wins because Panathinaikos is a historical team of Athens and now is going to have his own football field. That's all the environmental issues that we will take care of. And that's the finish of my speech. Thank you very much again for the invitation and for your attendance.
Ja, vielen, vielen Dank. Thank you.